Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar and the upcoming Chag of Kabbalah Satayra. In Parshas Bamidbar, we have the command in Pasuk Mem Tes, Achas Mate Levi Leisifkaid, that the Shevet Levi should not be counted. Everybody knows that. The Levim were not counted among Klal Yisrael. However, what is highly unusual is that the Torah seems to belabor the point. That is, the Torah seems to mention it repeatedly, many, many times, even just in this perek, in Pasuk Mem Zayim, V'halavim u'mati avaisam loy haspachtu v'saychem. The Levim were not counted among the Shvatim. That's how the counting of the Shvatim ends. Of course they weren't counted. There's a lav. Achas matei levi leisifkaid. Why is it repeated again? It seems to be stressed. V'esroisham leisisa. Don't count them and don't count their heads. B'seich b'nei Yisrael. Among the Jewish people. Why is it mentioned again later in Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel? It's mentioned yet again. The obligation. V'alavim loy haspaktu b'nei Yisrael. Shativ Hashem es Moshe. Of course, everything Hashem commanded Moshe Klal Yisrael didn't do. And as we learned Sefer Yeshua, we couldn't help but notice that consistently there is a mention of the separation of Shevet Levi from Klal Yisrael, the Hadvarim Tzrichin Bior. Is there such a big Yetzahara to count Leviim that the Torah has to warn not to count Leviim? Rechaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, Tov Shin Lamed Gimel, Sicha Yud Gimel, about this. He explains that the idea that Klal Yisrael is not counted into Klal Yisrael, Rashi says, there in Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Tes, Shoye Gezeira Kol HaNimnin, because everybody that was counted would be included in the against Klal Yisrael. After the Maisa Hamaraglim, Yuelu Bechlau, Fishem Shalit. What does it mean? They shouldn't be included? They didn't sin. Of course, they're not included. So Chaim Shmulevitz explains, based on the theme that we have mentioned numerous times, and that is, we have a rule that there is and a din aprati. There's a din on a tzibor, and there's a din on individuals. When there's on the tzibor, everybody is included. Tzidkas ha-tzadik leisat silenu b'yanzam. The fact that someone is a tzadik doesn't rescue him. When there's a holocaust, chalila. When there's a war, then tzadikim die along with Rishayim. Chaim Shmulevitz brings a raya. Because Yair ben Menashe did not die in the Midbar. He went into Eretz Yisrael. The Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Tafyami, people take note, says, why didn't Yair ben Menashe die in the Midbar? So it says, because he was older than 60 at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, and the Gezeirah was only on those between 20 and 60. It seems clear that had he been between 20 years old and 60 years old, he would have died with the Chet of the Meraglim. However, Yair ben Menashe was a tzaddik gomor. Why would he have died? The answer is tzidkas tzaddik leisetzulenu b'yanzah. There's a din haklali. If you're part of that tzibor, you're included in the din haklali. That's the rule. I think there's another place where this can be applied. By Avraham Avinu in Sedai. Avraham Avinu says, im yesh asar tzaddikim b'seich hayir, are you going to kill them? Ha'im tispet tzadikim rasha? Will you kill the tzadikim with the Rishayim? What does that help? Avraham Avinu is going to save 10 people. How does that save Sedaim? And if there are two tzadikim in the city, ha'im tispet tzadikim rasha? See, Hashem will save the two. What is the kavanah of Avraham Avinu? To save the 10 tzadikim? The answer is no. There's a din haklali on the tzibur. If Sedaim has to be destroyed, the tzaddikim get destroyed as well, and if they're less than 10, they'll all be killed. However, if there are 10, it should save the tzibur, it should save the din haklali. This is the rule. And Memela, we understand that it's not just that Leviim are not counted. every time the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is mentioned as a whole, it is immediately mentioned that Shevet Levi that has a din of a Shevet onto itself, a higher Shevet, Shevet Levi, Lo Yaspakto, is not counted. It's the reminder continuously that Shevet Levi is not part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael and doesn't fall prey to the din HaKloli of Klal Yisrael. When the Aseres HaShvatim went to Galus, the Levim who were in the cities in the Aseres HaShvatim did not. They're not included in the din HaKloli of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Eretz Yisrael is divided. The Pasuk consistently, constantly mentions that Levim are not included. So it's not just a mitzvah not to count Levim. It's a permanent separation of the Levim from the rest of Klal Yisrael in this regard. Let's move on to a pre-Shavuos thought. We find when Klal Yisrael comes to Har Sinai that the pasuk says, "B'chaydesh hashlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim b'yem hazeh bo midbar Sinai." That in the third month, that's Rosh Chodesh Sivan, b'yem hazeh bo midbar Sinai. So Rashi says, "Havelei l'meima b'yem ahu." The correct Hebrew is, "On that day they came," not "b'yem hazeh." On this day they came. So Rashi, "Mahu b'yem hazeh." Shiyu devrei Torah chadoshim be'enecha kilu hayom nitnu. That yom hazeh, it should be every day as if the Torah was given today. That's what Rashi says, and we all know this. It's a well-known chazal. Yu devrei Torah chadoshim be'enecha kilu hayom nitnu. In the Argad al Yahu on Parshas Bamidbar, page Sadik Chest is a beautiful mimer of preparation for Matan Torah. And Rav Shor makes the point, Kabbalah Satira was on either the 6th or 7th day of Sivan. It's a dispute, but either the 6th or 7th day of Sivan. This pasuk is Bachaydesh Ashlishi, Lutzeis B'nei Yisrael, Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, B'yem Ezel Bo Midbar Sinai. They arrived in Midbar Sinai, it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. B'yem Hazeh, Yuchadashim Kilo Hayim Nidnu. The Torah was not given on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Torah was given on Vav HaZayin. So Yom HaZeh should say on the day of Matan Torah, Diyu b'chadoshim einecha kilo hayom nitnu. Wrong place. And for Rav Shor, Gevaldik, the chadoshim be'einecha is not on Kabbalah Satayra. It's on the hachona le'Kabbalah Satayra. It's on the anticipation, the preparation. The hachona for Kabbalah Satayra, that has to be be'einecha kilo hayom nitnu. Of course, the mitzvah satayra, the limud satayra, we've done it. Someone who does daf yomi might have done it for 7 or 14, 28, 21, 28, 35, 42 years. It comes again. The anticipation should be kilu chadashim. When matan Torah comes, Shavuos comes, should be an excitement towards Kabbalah satayra. There's an important point. The shloishis yimei hagbalah did not start on Rosh Chodesh. The days of preparation of Precious, of Hagbalah, that's later. Rav Shor is referring to the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the anticipation ahead of time for Kabbalah Satayra. A person who looks forward to something thereby gives chashivus to the thing that they're looking forward to. The entire Hatzlacha of Shavuos, the upcoming Shavuos, being meaningful as a day of rededication to Torah depends on today, on tonight, on tomorrow, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Depends on whether you're willing to take the moment of anticipation, the moment to think about what this time of the year is all about. Rabbi Yosef said that Yom Tov Rosh Shavuos is a special day for him. Yilav hayayma kama yosi yishum ika b'shuka. If not for today, if not for Matan Torah, there are a lot of guys floating around the streets. Kabbalah Satayra, which makes us special. And therefore, there has to be an anticipation. It doesn't come by itself, certainly not in America. It comes only with effort to anticipate the upcoming Chag HaShavuos. On Pesach, I mentioned to you that the Arizal says, had Klal Yisrael delayed, they would have fallen into the 49 Shari Tumah. And at that time, we explained Had they delayed? What was the problem? They weren't Avdei Avodah the night of Makkos Bechairis. Had they waited one more day, big deal. They weren't wallowing in Tumah. And the answer is no. Had they not been excited to run right out of Mitzrayim, that lack of enthusiasm, of excitement, of opportunity, they would have fallen into 49 Shari Tumah. The same thing with us. It comes Yom Chag HaShavuos, there has to be an anticipation, an excitement, a preparation for Kabbalah Satayr. I'm sure that tonight's Mishra are going to have to add benches, have to add chairs. How many people on Rosh Chodesh Sivan say to themselves, Matan Torah is coming, this night I have to put an extra effort in anticipation. I'm sure there'll be many. Let me end with a question regarding Mikolas Ruas. Part of my anticipation for the Chag is the fact that I have the schus to give a shir the night of Shavuos, shir for a number of hours, and the best thing it does for me is it gives me this anticipation, this preparation. I'm learning Mikolas Ruas for a full steam ahead. We're going to be learning the beginning of Perek Beis in Yitzha Hashem. And I want to tell you the question that I was thinking about. The question is, Ruth comes to Eretz Yisrael and she goes and collects Leket Shechu and Peah. Actually, she collects Leket. Why not Shechu and Peah? You'll have to wait till Shavuos. But anyway, she goes and collects. Why wasn't she Teveah Ksuba? She had a right to a Ksuba. Her husband owned Israel, and she had a right to collect from that land Ksuba money. And you're going to say, maybe the land had already been sold? No, Rashi brings later. In Perek Dalid, when Tov is said to be a Goyel, you can learn the Pasuk that it was already sold, and they have to redeem it from the buyer. But Rashi says, no, it has to be sold. And since it has to be sold, you buy it. But the point is, there was a field, Mishra B'tua Ksuba. What right does she have to collect like a Shuchum Peah, which in the Ezek Ksuba coming? We can answer that at that time there were many who held a Mayavis is not allowed to marry a Jew. A Mayavis, a Geyaris Mayavis, is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And since it was a forbidden marriage, so there are no Chiyuvei Ksuba. But here, Russell say, what do you mean? My husband had a psak that it's mutter, and I'm owed a Ksuba. The Yarshim, who will now have the field, will say, no, Kim Lanu, we hold that you're not allowed to marry. You have an argument. What's the din? So here we come to a Lamda Shishayla. Who's the Maitzi? Do we say Rus is Maitzi Mechavei Olav Araya because she's trying to take the field? Or do we say Rus is the Muchzik? She has a Ksuba. They're trying to invalidate the Ksuba. Who is the Mochzik? Well, what do you know? Today we learned a Rashba in Dafayin Chesam and Aleph on the Mishnah, who says that that's a Kler in the Sugis HaMishnah is there. Who's the Mochzik? The holder of the Shtar or the holder of the Kesh? Well, that's exciting. An exciting Lamdish Anida in perfect Fishuas by night. Put together something on this and send it to me so I'll have what to explain. And with these absolutely wonderful thoughts, I take leave of you for the moment, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos and anticipation of Shavuos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What an anticipation. Looking forward to a Kabbalah Satayr that's meaningful and has lasting effects. A guten to one and all.